TV critic David Bianculli has been watching a lot of TV this summer, but very little of it new. The rest comes from another source he loves.
If you want to watch TV right now, about the best thing you can do is watch sporting events. The U.S. making an unprecedented run in the World Cup, Tiger Woods winning another major, Shaq and the L.A. Lakers winning another championship. And in the sports of fame-seeking and national embarrassment, there's always American Idol, which has grabbed an instant sizable audience on Fox. Most of television, though, is in reruns. Even on cable, Sex and the City won't start again until next month, and The Sopranos doesn't show up until September. But I found something to watch. Something not only to while away the time, but to consume it endlessly and giddily. And the irony is, I've avoided the boredom of watching old TV shows by watching old TV shows. These shows, however, are on DVD. There are no commercials, and I can watch them when and how often I want. They come packaged beautifully and massively, a complete season at a time. Most of them are loaded with extras, from deleted scenes to commentary from producers and actors. They look great, they sound great, and there's simply no better way to enjoy your favorite TV show. I've raved before about the DVD format in general, but this time I'm getting specific. It's clear this new technological format is getting very sophisticated very quickly, so it's time to keep track of some of the best new DVD releases as they come out. Some of these compilations are of TV series still on the air. Friends, which formerly was out in a pair of best-of packages, has recently been released with its entire first season in one big box set. Another recent release is the complete third season of Sex and the City, which basically catches us up to date on that steadily maturing HBO comedy. There aren't many extras here, but there don't have to be. The episodes are terrific and habit-forming. Slip in the first disc, and I'll bet you can't watch just one. They're also packaged very sexily, in a see-through plastic case, and look great on your video shelf while taking up less space in the process. In terms of attractive packaging, though, almost no one beats the folks at 20th Century Fox. Having worked their way through the first 4 years of The X-Files, they've just released the complete fifth season in a gorgeous set covering six discs and tons of extras. Deleted scenes, alternate audio commentary, the works. And just last week, Fox released the complete second season, also on six discs, of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy is one of my all-time favorite TV shows, and to enjoy it like this isn't work. It's pure pleasure. There are plenty of brilliant episodes in the second season, some very playful, others amazingly dark and dramatic. And the shows are bursting with supporting characters who will pop up again in later seasons or meet untimely ends in this very collection. And series creator Joss Whedon even shows up this time, providing a very entertaining alternate audio commentary on Innocence, one of the best episodes in the entire Buffy canon.
I created Buffy the Vampire Slayer as a movie a long time ago to protect, as I've said before, the blonde girl in the alley who always got killed. One of the distinguishing features of the blonde girl in the alley who always got killed was that she actually had sex. She always seemed to be punished for it. That bothered me, and I thought it wasn't fair. So Buffy was created as a sort of stereotype buster on that level. However, when we came back to do the series, we knew we had to keep her in high school for a while. We had to bounce her age back to 15, make her a sophomore instead of a senior. So the issue of sex was one that we were going to have to deal with eventually in a different and somewhat more serious way on the series. Innocence represents the effort to do that. What we basically wanted to show was a horror movie version of the idea of I sleep with my boyfriend and now he doesn't call me, and also he's killing hookers in alleys.
For a Buffy fan, there is no greater experience and no better gift. But there's one other fresh DVD out there that I've loved just as much. A new BBC video release of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the 1981 TV miniseries version of Douglas Adams' sci-fi radio comedy. This Hitchhiker set includes not only the complete miniseries, but enough extras to occupy an entire second disc. More than 20 years later, though, it's the pure wit of Hitchhikers that still delights the most. The special effects are tacky now, but not the ideas. One of the show's concepts was a universal translator that actually was nothing more than a particular species of fish stuck into one's ear. Here's how the computerized Hitchhiker's Guidebook, whose voice is provided by Peter Jones, describes that fish and its cosmic and religious implications.
The babelfish is small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe. It feeds on brainwave energy, absorbing all unconscious frequencies and then excreting telepathically a matrix formed from the conscious frequencies and nerve signals picked up from the speech centers of the brain. The practical upshot of which is that if you stick one in your ear, you instantly understand anything said to you in any form of language. The speech you hear decodes the brainwave matrix. Now, it is such a bizarrely improbable coincidence that anything so mind-bogglingly useful could evolve purely by chance that many thinkers have chosen to see it as a final and clinching proof of the non-existence of God. The argument runs something like this. I refuse to prove that I exist, says God, for proof denies faith, and without faith I am nothing. But, says man, the babelfish is a dead giveaway, isn't it? It proves you exist, and so therefore you don't. QED. Oh dear, says God, I hadn't thought of that, and promptly vanishes in a puff of logic. Oh, that was easy, says man. And for an encore, he goes on to prove that black is white and gets killed on the next zebra crossing. Most leading theologians claim that this argument is a load of dingo's kidneys. But this didn't stop Ulan Khalufin making a small fortune when he used it as the central theme for his best-selling book, Well, That About Wraps It Up for God.
Well, that about wraps it up for me, too. But only for now. Coming up on the DVD horizon later this summer, the second season of The Simpsons, the third season of The Sopranos, the complete run of my so-called life, and the best TV drama ever written expressly for television, Dennis Potter's The Singing Detective. With all this coming to a DVD player near you, who needs summer reruns?
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.